Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover the latest hot topics of the week, including Real Housewives shakeups, Joe Gorga's latest advertisement, buying Beverly Hills thoughts, and more.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Monday.
Yes.
You guys, I'm giving birth this week.
I know. How exciting. Are you excited?
I'm really nervous. It's so weird. I've never felt that. I never felt like the nervousness. I do have to get induced this time, which I have had to get induced with my first two, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to add this little bundle of joy to our life. So
I'm so excited to see what she looks like. I'm so excited to hold her.
She's going to be a March baby. You're going to come visit me at the hospital. My husband thinks
she was due on my birthday, which is crazy.
Yeah. My husband thinks that Chantel should be in there during the delivery.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Like I called you yesterday and he just kept like saying, like, are you going to be there? I'm like, when? Like, when do you want me to be there?
He just likes to talk shit. It's giving Rich Wakili sometimes.
Oh my gosh. I'm just kidding.
But like, Chantel.
Yeah, no. So the point, I was like, I'm hanging up. Bye, guys. I don't want to talk anymore.
I know. She literally hung up. Like, once she realized that it was on speaker and he was going to keep talking, she's like, bye, dude. She's like, I don't even want to talk. And then he was like, damn. He's like, brother, damn. I was like, yeah, I'm like, you're annoying. But yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be crazy. So we definitely wanted to do a podcast before. I'm sure I'm going to be completely fine, God willing. And knowing me, I'll be like, Chantel, we need to record. So
I mean, let's just take the week. Okay. You could take the week.
It's so crazy. Cause a lot of you guys have DM'd and you were like, Roxanne, you know, especially when I was sick and you're like, maybe you just need to like relax a little and not podcast and not whatever. And I'm like, I know. So we'll see. I'm just excited for her to be here and all that good stuff. So yeah, exciting times. But today we figured we'd talk about a lot of hot topics going on because I just feel like so much has happened. Chantel Potomac stuff, you know, I don't know if you know, but Candace Dillard, you know, came out with a statement today. And you know what's crazy is usually what happens is they wait till the reunion airs to announce whether you're getting fired. I mean, usually when it's after the reunion, it's you got fired. But if it's before the reunion, it's because you quit. But then there's a report that Robin Dixon has also gotten or is not returning either. But I don't know how accurate that report is. However, Candace did say that she's embarking a new chapter after six remarkable years with the Real Housewives of Potomac. She's filled with gratitude for the enriching friendships, personal growth, moments of introspection that have defined this journey. And she says, like, basically, you know, this is not farewell, but a see you later. And I'm almost kind of like, okay, bring back Monique.
I'm shocked that, like, it's always shocking to me when like a Real Housewives actually leaves on their own turf. You know, it's like rarely happens. So I'm shocked that she is leaving.
So I thought that, and I thought, okay, she is leaving on her own terms. But then a report came out that Robin Dixon is also leaving, but it didn't come. It came from, I think it was the Jasmine brand. Whereas in this one was like an exclusive statement to People directly. So I don't know how true the Robin one is, but we did, you know, see it. So that would be, I'd be fine with Robin leaving.
Yeah, same. I think that's what we said last time. Like when we were talking about Potomac, I was like, you know, I love the OGs. I was like, no, actually, Robin can go. Like she doesn't bring that much to it and it's fine. Like you've done your time. You've done 8 years now. Let's go.
Yeah. Another thing that happened was John Jansen sues Shannon Bedore for $75,000. And he says basically the reason that he's suing her is because he loaned her money for a facelift procedure and he wants it back.
What?
you guys, this is like, if I was Alexis Bellino who's dating this guy, I'd be like, this is so ick of you.
Yeah, just because now you're, yeah, exactly. Like now, like you're like wanting the attention from your like ex-girlfriend and like having to go through this battle with her over something that you gave her when you're dating.
Yeah,
her.
It was like a gift. Yeah. Is there a contract with this? I'd like to see Seriously. It because I mean, you're scum. You are scum. What we know about the OC new season is the entire group haven't come together yet. The men haven't. And I'm assuming it's because of John Jansen. But because Alexis is that type. If you watched her on Below Deck, she came on an episode of Below Deck. The way she was with her ex-fiance or whoever the hell he was, she is very much like PDA. She gets very obsessive with her men. And she was actually like that with Jim Bellino too. So I can only imagine how she is around John and what she would do in front of Shannon.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like baffled right now that you just said this to me. Like the day that like a guy tells me he wants money back after like he gave me it.
Then he
like
files a lawsuit.
Oh my gosh.
You're pathetic. You're literally the most pathetic person ever.
I cannot. Like, tell me you don't have money without telling me you don't have money.
What's crazy, and you can check this out on allaboutterridge.com, is that, you know, Shannon spoke back in December about John's relationship with Alexis and what really hurt her. And she said that what really hurt her is that John is very well aware of a lawsuit that she was involved with Jim Bellino, which was like a huge deal. She lost a lot of money. It was like a scary time for her and Tamara when Jim sued them. And she said that Alexis was involved in the lawsuit and that she was financially and emotionally devastated for years. And she said she won, but it devastated her financially. And John's aware of that. And that's just so fucked up. It just makes me think John wanted to get famous.
Yeah. I mean, didn't someone say that too about him
last season? Yeah, everyone says that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he clearly wants his name out there, that like he's even like going around and doing this stuff too.
Yeah, 100%. So gross. He's disgusting. You guys were watching Buying Beverly Hills.
Yes, with Kyle Richards' let's talk husband. About it. Did you?
I love you it. On? I'm on episode 3. I think I just finished episode 3.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm like in middle of 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I started watching it today because you were like, you need to just watch it. And then I was like, can you give me your Netflix password? Which is kind of cringe because I've asked my cousin chat 10 times who has Netflix. And Chantel's never, ever said a word, you know, which is very scary.
You know,
how long have you had this account? Like, I want to know. Long.
No, I just got it when I got married. So like in February, so it's only been like 6 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because like I literally, you know, kept asking, and it's like I have this one cousin who has all of our accounts for everything. Like I have Peacock, Hulu, Disney, and she has everything. She always just like mooches off all of us. And all I need is Netflix. And every time I ask them, they're all like, sorry, I use this person's, I use that person's, I use that person. And I was like, I don't feel like Netflix has that many great shows, but thank you, Chantel, for getting us a membership.
Welcome. I'm shocked to let you in. But like, I love, wait, let's go back to Buying Beverly Hills It's so crazy because I watched last season, obviously, like I love all like, I love all realtor shows too. So I watched last season and Roxanne, there's such a difference between last season and this season. Like last season, legit, you could tell they were making up fake storylines just to like have a storyline, you know? And like this season feels so much more like $1 million listing where it's not like, yeah, it's not like too forced. Like some things obviously are like, you know, a little forced, but it's not like how it was last year. You know that young guy, what's his name? The young guy that's on the show. Like, he's like a little nerdy's Alexia's age.
The one who dated Alexia?
No, they didn't date. Like, they made it seem like they did. And, like, they didn't. Oh, and, like, okay, she had a boyfriend. Yeah, and she had a boyfriend at the time. And, like, they were, at the time they were filming, and they're making it seem like they like each other and they went on a date. And it was, like, so forced just to make it like there was, like, some romance happening, you know, or, like, some awkwardness in the office. And it was just, like, so forced.
Right. Yeah. See, I didn't know that because I haven't watched the first season. So I literally have no idea.
Yeah, it's really good, you guys. And then, yeah, what'd you think about Kyle? Because this is a big deal. Kyle was not in at all for the first season either. Like, you never saw her. And they're showing her, like, every episode.
So I feel with Kyle, I feel like Mauricio is really he really is overwhelmed, and it does have to do with the Kyle stuff. And I know you said that you felt that Kyle was being cute with him a lot, and I still didn't feel that. I still felt that coolness with Kyle where she'd be like, is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything else you need to tell me? Like, let me check it off the list. So I didn't feel the way that you have felt about that. I feel like Mauricio is really taken aback, and he's super overwhelmed about the relationship going on with Kyle. And I just feel like he's trying to do the right thing for his family, for his girls, you know, set them up, make them successful. And I don't know why I feel bad for him.
I do and I don't. Sometimes it is nice to see both sides. Like, you know, there really is, like, so crazy. Like, everyone's perspective really changes, like, you know, your opinion. And, like, I don't know if you've ever watched this show on would you ever watch that show? It was, like, on Showtime, and it was about, like, this, like, romance on the beach, and, like, every episode was a different person's perspective of what happened. And, like, I don't know. It's the craziest thing, but, like, that's how I feel right now. It's because, like, I can see why Kyle is feeling the way she is. And then, like, when you see Mauricio talk about it, and, like, all he feels is that, like, his wife doesn't love him as much as she used to. Like, I get so sad because, like, she probably does not love you as much as she used to. And it's like, but like, Mauricio.
Well, he makes a comment about passion, and he's like, you know, it's one thing to stay in a relationship, but, like, we're trying to look for our passion. And I feel like it's very easy at that point in your marriage to, like, lose passion, and to try to regain it is probably very difficult, especially when you both are so busy.
But yes, but I also feel like he's not taking any responsibility. It's like, really, Mauricio, you don't know why she doesn't love you as much as she does. Like, she's clearly hinted that you've done things, and, like, you're clearly not giving her that much attention and all those things. It is crazy, though, because one of the episodes, like, she's like, yeah, I'm about to go shoot a music video. And he's like, oh, for who? And she's like, Morgan Wade. And it was like that video.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that yet. So I haven't seen that episode.
That's the only time I could see her being a little bit cold. Like, he, like, was like, do you want some cheese? And, like, they're eating, and then they're, like, just talking about how, like, much they've been gone. And she's like, leaving again. He's like, what are you leaving for? And she's like, I'm about to shoot a music video. And so I was like, oh my God.
Even when he was like, give me a kiss. And then she was like, she gives him a kiss. And then he's like, give me a kiss again. And then all of a sudden she's like, okay, enough. Like, you can just tell she's so over him.
Yeah. Addie.
Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today, or go to addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at addy.com/PI, or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today, or go to addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
Yeah, and even, I liked it overall, though.
Yeah, and even at this point, we still don't see, like, they haven't told their daughters. So, like, I think for, like, you know, again, for the, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills sake, and, like, the friends getting so mad, it's like, they truly did not tell their daughters, you guys. So, like, for that perspective, like, all the friends need to back off.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we see Farrah. Obviously, we know Farrah's engagement ended, but they never made an announcement. It was super weird. We're like, how did this even happen? So we see Farrah talk about her relationship too. And I think that stuff is so interesting. But again, I get why that stuff is not on The Real Housewives, because The Real Housewives is typically about the housewives. And there's, like, seven housewives totals, where this is literally about their family.
And I think that's why we really like it, Roxanne, is because, like, we love, like, family shows. Like, we love seeing family drama. We love seeing family shows. We love just seeing the family of it. And, like, even though, like, there's not that, like, sometimes it doesn't feel like there's that much going on, I just, like, love it. Like, the one thing that I thought was the weirdest thing ever is that Alexia's boyfriend, like, lives in that house.
Yeah, like, she said basically that. I know, that's so funny. But Kyle's probably like, I want you to live here, you know, just you don't have to like just live here, because Kyle seems like the type. But yeah, I think it's honestly such a good show. So if you guys aren't watching it, I haven't watched season one yet, but maybe after I'll go back and watch season one. But I really like,
but actually you get to see a lot of your relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm bored, I'm like, why not? Like I said, I've been watching Traitors everywhere, Australia, UK. I'm like caught up on all the seasons. It's very scary. It's very scary. Because it's normal people. It's not even celebrities.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, even in the second season of UK, I thought there was going to be celebrities, and it's not. And I was like, oh, wow. Another hot topic that we have is that Ariana bought a $1.6 million home in Los Angeles.
Dude, I was shocked when I saw this. Like, it's so, I mean, good for her, honestly, like, you know, like, all props, happy for you, like, this is what happens when, like, a bad situation turns into, like, lemonade, you know, like, make lemons into lemonade, but, man, she should be really thankful at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm just glad that she's moving out of that
environment,
you know, I'm glad that she's doing that, because it's just, it really is too much. You know who also, moving on to another hot topic, Kathy introduced Sutton's boyfriend on Instagram Live, and he is hot, you guys. Go on All About TRH Instagram.
How young is he?
He looked like he was probably 41.
Oh my god, I even think younger.
And he was so good looking, and she looks happy. Smitten. Yes. Yeah. She literally looks so smitten about it, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, now see, like, now I would want to kind of see, like, you know, what this is about, and like, who her boyfriend is, and like, I would want to watch it.
I wonder what the changes they're gonna make on Beverly Hills. Like, you know how they fired Anne Marie. I wonder what else they're gonna do.
I know.
I'm very, very curious.
I hope they fire Crystal and they just bring two new people.
Yeah, I would like that, and I'd be completely fine. I would be okay with Erica leaving too.
Yeah, you always say Erica too.
I'm over it. Yeah, like I feel like she has nothing to offer, and I'm so overhearing about this, like which is a serious matter. I'm not trying to take away the seriousness from it, but I'm just so overhearing about it. So Joey Gorka from New Jersey, you haven't seen it, Chantel, but he makes like a video. And he talks about the Gorka development, and it says, you know, his caption says, make one call for all your construction needs. He basically claims the video is like high quality, and he basically claims that he built the house, like he built his house, and, you know, reach out to him. And you know what I think they're doing? I think what he and Melissa are trying to do, and I've already known that they've been trying to get like an HGTV show. Like, so this is his pitch to get an HGTV show, but it's so cheesy if you guys go look at it. And let's not forget, like, he did, I'm sure his construction company did do the house, but the windows were all effed up. They were all messed up. And then they got like an outside source to fix the windows. So I'm like, your house was so weird and the layout was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, no, I know. I would go crazy if we saw them on HGTV. Like, you guys do not have style.
That would never happen. That would literally never happen. They don't have no vision at all. So it would never work out. And it would be those, like, HGTV horror stories where they're like, I did get my house on HGTV, but here it was, like, all mold after and it was all this after. You have to understand also, when he tried to sell his last house, which his last house to me was gorgeous. It was aesthetically very pleasing. It took him years to sell it because he used all cheap shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you guys have to go look at it.
That's what happens. Like, you need to know, like, that's one thing about construction and, like, architects and anything like that, design. You need to know material. Like, that's the biggest thing.
Well, but and I'm sure he does. I don't want to take that away from him. However, you know, there are those construction guys who are, you know, being cheap or being strategic about, you know, they'll find the cheap way, and it never works out when you do that. Yeah. You get what you pay for at the end of the day. But I know that he's been trying to get an HGTV show. And I think at the time he was like trying to get like a show, he even tried to blame Louis for not allowing him to get a show, because, you know, Louis is the blame for everything. And this literally looks like a pitch for HGTV, because he's like, we need to do more, especially because Melissa just opened up another Envy store, which is so unnecessary because she literally breaks even or doesn't even make any money on her boutique. No boutique is making money right now. You guys have to know this. Also, go to Reverse Images anytime you find a dress, and you will see it on Google or whatever for cheaper. You know what's crazy, Chantel? I was on TikTok and they were saying that they ordered from like this website, London Jaded or Jaded London. I don't know what it is, but it's like a popular, well-known boutique or like an online boutique. And apparently when they got their stuff in and it's like a little bit pricier, the tag said Shein.
Oh my God.
So then all these women on TikTok are doing like deep dives and they found out the distributors for like Zara and for this website, it's all Shein or it's all China and it's all like the same distributor that Shein has.
I can see that though. But Chantel, like, you know, the quality sometimes is not there though.
Yeah. Sometimes like Amazon steals photos. So like I understand that. But I always, like, anytime I find a dress, I send it to Chantel. I don't know why. I don't know how to do it. You just need to, like, show me one time. And she finds me the dress, and I'll see it a million times cheaper everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Except when it's, like, one of those, like, generic things. Like, you're going to see it. Like, unless it's going out and, like, going to all these, like, places to wholesale and like these people are the only ones that will send to boutiques only, like then she would do that. But you know, those things cost a lot of money. Like you have to put a lot in inventory and they don't have that. I think that's the problem. It's like you have to spend like probably like $40,000 more into inventory if you want to get these like exclusive things and all that. You know, if Kyle can't like make it in her boutique and like with getting all these exclusive rights and these like nice things, do you think Melissa is?
Yeah, no, 100%. And her stuff isn't cute. It does look cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. You guys have to go look at that video, though, because it is cringe. It absolutely is. Wait, what I was going to say about buying Beverly Hills that I forgot to add, because, by the way, my kids were doing something in the background, so it was hard for me to, like, multitask, is in buying Beverly Hills, he actually does bring up Raquel in quite a few times.
Oh, yeah, he did it twice. But, like, I feel like it's not just him. I think it's, like, the industry they're in. Like, they always say, like, you know, Highland and Hilton, Hilton and Highland. And I'm like, okay.
I get it. So he has someone who previously worked at Highland and Hilton come to him, and then now they're getting an offer from Rick to partner. And I actually understand, and I would be pissed if I was, like, this is the stuff that would piss me off, that I'd be like, okay, like, now we're making this a storyline, so now there's been two mentions and it's like all of episode three he was talking about it, and I think that is very annoying. Chantel, you're clicking something or you're doing something.
Oh yeah, I am. Go ahead.
Yeah, what were you doing though? I'd love to know. Share with all of us.
I was unboxing my new earrings I just got, and they're really cute.
Are you joking? Just that's what you're doing during your podcast?
Yeah, I wanted to open it up and see what they look like.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like click 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 click.
No.
So what do you have planned for the rest of the week?
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, for as in shows or, like, myself?
And yourself, sweets.
Oh. I haven't thought that far into it.
I was texting Chantel all day today, like, just about the dumbest things, you guys. Like, I was like,
she needs to, like, not be on maternity leave already.
I know. So, yeah, I'm on maternity leave. And so I'm literally just like texting her. I was like, hey, I just saw this video. And I'm like, I'm just like telling her like everything. I was like, did you know that The Bachelor, they send them Revolve dresses? No wonder they're always wearing Revolve. Then I was like, I still can't believe Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, like all the stupidest stuff. And she's like responding to it. And then I'm like, man, I was like, look how I'm acting just because I'm not working. And she's like, literally get a life. Go find like a room to organize in your house.
Yeah, no. Like, seriously, because you can't be that bored. Like, you can probably, like, I have a tiny house and I'm literally can be busy all day.
No, 100%. And I could be doing more, and I have been doing a lot. I mean, I've been off for the last like week and a half, but I mean, I'm just like thinking out loud, like anything I see, typically I would call you and just say it to you. Like these are all real conversations you and I would have on the phone, but I'm just texting you because I know you're at work. It's really, yeah, she literally told me, she's like, go find a room and organize, dude. And I was like, damn. I was like, you scare me. I mean, I got my nails done today, and it's been nice, you guys, this, like, life when my kids are in school.
You guys want me to do a podcast by myself this week?
Yeah, let us know. Okay.
What would I do? I would die.
You would die.
Like, but it would be safe. Summer's house, we sad, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you would. It would, if she does a podcast by herself, it'll be 15 minutes long. Let's make that clear.
Okay, well, now I'm sure gonna make it longer.
Okay, we'll see. So let us know what you end up doing, because I mean, I'll be paying attention, because I'll be like, what the hell is this? I just listened to this whole thing. I'll be criticizing her the entire time, and then someone will yell at me. So yeah, But
there was another hot topic about Portia.
Oh yeah, go ahead, tell us.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me go to the post.
Chantal. It's the one hot topic I sent her to discuss.
Oh, no. I thought you were sending it for, like, you to, like, make sure you remember to discuss it.
No, I was like...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Read this. Like,
no, you didn't say read it.
I swear I did.
Is it a hot topic? Like,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Shit.
So I'm telling you, this is a hot. Yeah. No. This is a hot topic. Go over it.
It says Portia Williams and her estranged husband, Simon. I don't know how to say his last name. Well, okay, we all know they're divorcing. So apparently, you know, documents obtained by Page Six, Simon is claiming that Portia brought an armed gunman to their home. He says she abandoned their house at one point, only to return with a man visibly bearing a gun for reasons unknown to Simon. He then says he had to call the police to maintain the peace.
Sometimes I wonder if these people, like, are living real lives.
And I know, seriously. And it says, then a few days later, on March 24th, Portia, her mother, and her mother's boyfriend allegedly pop back up at their house to disengage security cameras and tamper with items and evidence. Like, what is happening here, you guys? Like, what is happening?
I don't know. They were literally married for 2 days.
15 months.
Okay, but, like, it's still crazy.
I know.
She acted like she was in love. She acted like this was the one. She acted like, you know, I don't know, just, like, so happy. And this is so crazy.
No, I know.
Yeah, and now they're getting a divorce. But you know what, you guys? This is going to save Atlanta. This is going to save the Real House of Atlanta, all this drama that's happening with her.
Yep. Which is good. Like, I mean, sometimes you guys, we love to watch it.
I know, which is so toxic. We're all toxic. We just have to admit that, because the fact that we're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be entertaining. But I do want to just see it unravel. And he is filing a restraining order, or he requested a judge issue a restraining order against her.
Oh,
which is
no
very
way.
Ugly. Yeah. Yeah. But I also feel like Portia doesn't, like, pick the right men. And I mean, I think she married this guy for money and it just didn't work out.
But, like, what does he do for money? Like, what does he have?
Girl, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
When you ask me those questions, I'm like, I don't know. But he's a bajillionaire and he's really paid. So that's
okay,
all I know.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I want that. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I think that's all that we have for today. But we just wanted to do an episode before I go in. So we didn't want to leave you guys hanging.
Yeah. So give Rexanne all your best wishes. And... hopefully we know the name soon, because we still don't have a name for her, the baby.
Yeah, we don't.
Right? Or did you make a decision?
I mean, no. I haven't talked about it with my husband. So there's no... I don't want to. So I'll just wait till he saw what I just did. And then he just, like, is like, what do you want to name it? You know? And that's it. Because he always,
oh,
like...
So you think it's like, you know, like, it's his weakest moment because he just saw you go through all that. And then he's like, this is your present. You get to name the child.
He's always, like, bawling and crying as the baby's coming out of me. And
that's,
he, like,
really
watches
cute.
Everything. Yeah,
that's,
and
really
he watches everything. Yeah, he's very into it. And he's, like, I remember when the last one, though, when I didn't have an epidural, and he was, like, it's okay, you could do it. I'm, like, shut up, I can't do it, clearly. Like, I was dying. It's crazy, man, what happens in that little hospital room. But,
do you
want to
leave your house?
No, I don't want to, actually. And especially with that Gina from OC, her daughter, she did a home birth. And remember, it was a stillborn. And a lot of the times they say that can be avoided if you're just in the hospital. However, I'm not educated and I'm probably talking from my ass, to be quite honest about this. But I don't know. It just scared me, because if something went wrong, like, I would want to be in a hospital, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, the people who do that, you guys are God's gift to earth. Like, amazing. But, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not like that.
Yeah, I know. I think it's the reason why. It's because, like, there's so much, we all know what we can get. So it's like, if you know you can get an epidural, you're going to get it. If you know you can be in the hospital, you're going to go to it, you know? So it's like, what, it's available to us.
I just want you guys to know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this story, but with Charlie, Chantel literally insisted that I don't get an epidural. And she was with me. You guys, this is not okay. She was with me in the delivery room the entire time.
No, I didn't tell you not to get one. I just said, keep. Chantel. I just said, no, you're saying it wrong. I said to you, last as long as you can so that it's like
after delivery. But why? But why? If I'm getting an epidural.
They say it slows down.
Chantel, shut up. You guys, Chantel, look what she does.
I have a doula.
Her and my mom. Okay, first off, and my mom's in there, and it's too much. It was too much, you guys.
That you know what happened to you that I like now that I know more about it, because I didn't know this at the time. But it's like, but you got induced, and that makes your contractions so much more like crazier, because like they're adding Pitocin and they're making you like start like enhance your labor. So like in that reason, like yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me tell you, she kept just saying, "Just wait, you can do it." Like you know how amazing it would be if you didn't, and. She would send me stuff, you guys. And I'm just like, okay, like, I won't do it. This is my first pregnancy. Like, I don't know any better. I'm like, I won't do it. And so I was literally at 6 or 7 and I, the whole time was dying. I was making those annoying noises. I was doing everything.
You're at 3.
No, Chantel, I started at 3. She's a freaking liar. I started at 3 and then I laid in the bed for hours.
And nothing was happening to you. So really just waiting.
But I was going up and then I was like, please just give it to me. Just give it to me. I was like, I can't do this. As soon as I got it, I felt so much more relaxed. And I was like, why? If I was going to get it, then there was no point of me waiting and feeling that pain for no reason. So, yeah. And Chantel I just can't wait till Chantel goes through these things, you guys. I'm very, very excited. But she definitely pressured me into that. Oh, my gosh. Do you hear my children? Oh, my.
Yeah, okay, I hear them.
Yeah, it's nighttime for them. But, okay, that's my cue. Well,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Good luck, Roxanne. We can't wait to see your first story.
Yes. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.